What? There's two of them? Like, a pair of nerds?
Nope, more like a pair of nerds. Hey, it's me once again, KevinPairNerds.com, along with my co-hosts.
Strawberry Pop-Tart Rooster.
That's right, we're eating Pop-Tarts. Fucking, I found, like, what is it, 24 for like $6 downtown.
How can you go wrong with
that? So I picked them up, and it hurts my teeth. Fuck, does it ever hurt my teeth?
The cavities.
I'm not even joking.
No, I know. That's why you gotta suck it up. Suck it. Be a man. Suck it up.
Oh, fuck, that hurts.
Wash it down with some Paranoid's tea.
Oh, yeah. Coke, something. Okay, fuck it. I'll go through the pain. Fuck, that really hurts.
Did you go to Taste of Danforth?
I did not.
Okay, we'll talk about that after.
All right. So what's going on? What's new? What'd you do this weekend? What's happening?
Did Taste of Danforth on Sunday. Played Call of Duty.
Explain to our American friends what that is.
That is basically a whole street is shut down for Flavortown. Everything that has to be offered on that street is offered as samples, and for cheap.
And for cheap? I thought samples were already free.
No, it's not samples. It's just a smaller meal that you don't pay as much for.
By the way, I made this tea last week, so it's fucking freezing. It's so good.
Can I have some?
Yeah, you want some green tea? Yeah, you got it. Baroness tea. Yeah.
Right. So that's what that is. And then I played some Battlefield Bad Company, and that was pretty much my week.
Oh! Speaking of finally played, it's happened, Rui.
What's happened?
I finished it.
You finished what?
I'm so glad. I finished it. It took me 70 hours, but it's done.
Your homework?
No, God, no. Final Fantasy 13.
Oh, my God.
I finally finished Final Fantasy 13, only to have an ending that I didn't care about, because I don't care about the game. I just wanted to get it over with.
Did you play on Super Easy?
I played on... Well, there is no difficulty. It's an RPG, right? But fuck, man. I finished the game, and the last boss, because you know how you lent me the Rocky movies, which we're going to be talking about later.
Yeah.
So I was watching Rocky, and I was like, fuck it, I know the last boss is going to be hard, I'm going to watch Rocky 5 while I play the last boss. It took me about the same amount of time to watch the movie and beat the last boss, and I beat him. I was like, fucking A. So the whole time it was during a thunderstorm, so I'm like, please no.
Did it play the song exactly when Rocky won the fight?
No, because Rocky didn't win a fight. It's Rocky 5,
the first one. Rocky 5?
Rocky 5.
No, oh, you're watching Rocky 5. Yeah. Okay,
because last one. So I finally beat Final Fantasy 13. I got the achievement, and all that jazz. And I'm still playing it. Well, if I have a movie to play, I'm a nerd. So when I'm playing a video game, I watch a movie at the same time on my computer. Like Fallout or Final games that you really have to pay attention to what you're doing to. Like there's no storyline. Yeah. Like Modern Warfare, you don't need to be paying attention to. But if you're playing a game like Heavy Rain or something that has like a lot, or Metal Gear, you need to focus.
You need to focus.
I'm watching a movie and playing a game. Final Fantasy 13 because it's battle system. Press A attack, and you're there for an hour anyway. Yeah. So. Yeah, so I beat the game, and I'm still playing it, doing the side quests and shit, and Cactar's in it, and so is Tonberry.
Ooh, Tonberry.
Tonberry, fucking three of them, man. They're so hard, bastards.
One stab, and you're dead.
Take that stab, and you're dead. But yes, I finally beat it, and I'm happy. This is probably going to be another short podcast, because I didn't write anything again this week. But but there is something on the pipeline. By the time you hear this, it's mostly going to be on the website. And the review on 3D.GameHeroes is up on GamingForte.com.
Yes, I noticed.
So check that out. It's a very nice review. I think I did an awesome job because I am so great. I am so great. Anyways, all right. So let's see what's going on this week. New releases. Again, every week we do this. I'm afraid to eat another piece of this Pop-Tart.
Which eat it with the other side of your mouth. That's great.
Wow, that's
all right, so what's coming out?
All right. So Madden NFL 11.
Same thing as 10, 9, and 8.
Was this 2011? Or just 11?
I'm assuming.
For PS3, Wii, PSP, PS2. Really? Jesus Christ. Xbox 360 and everything else that owns that.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Are you looking forward to it?
No.
Me neither. All right. Scott Pilgrim versus the World. You know what?
I'm looking forward to that movie.
You know what? I wasn't looking forward to the movie.
I had a feeling. That's why I didn't want to go with you.
Yeah, well...
When I saw the commercial, I'm just like... I want to watch this movie, but I know no one else does because it kind of looks stupid, but it's kind of unique.
That's the thing. It has like the weird, like cheesy
comic
effects
style.
And stuff.
Yeah. It turns out that apparently there's a book of it already.
Yeah, probably. But I mean.
No, there is. It was at HMV when literally we were talking. It was right there, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
Oh, really?
Issue 5.
Well, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, I didn't want to watch it until I found out the movie takes place in Toronto.
It was filmed right outside Mojo's home.
Yeah, I know, but it's actually in Toronto. It's not like when they film in Toronto and they say it's New York. It's actually Toronto. The movie's about Toronto.
Cool.
Which is pretty fucking sweet, because, hey, we're from Toronto.
We are.
We're the only two gamers in the city, apparently. Yeah.
So I want to watch it. I don't know if anybody else
Michael
wants
Cera's
to.
In it, too, and I like Michael Cera. The little awkward kid. If you watch Arrested Development, you'll actually want to watch that tonight?
We could.
Instead of Kenny vs. Benny?
But we're almost done, Kenny vs. Benny.
We have so many. Okay, fine. We'll see what happens. Victoria 2 on a PC.
Boring.
It's a strategy game. Yeah, how do you know it's boring?
Look at the guy on the cover.
Alright. Never judge a book. Oh, it's a game. Enjoy your massage.
Wow. Are you offering that or like...
Wow. On WiiWare. Apparently your control's gonna vibrate. And
it's a puzzle game.
Oh yeah. Hey. It's puzzling how this game came out. Hey, that was good. Yeah. All right. Enjoy your massage coming out for WiiWare. Basically, what you do is you turn on your controller and you put it towards your genitals.
And you just lay
for
there.
For about 4 to 5 minutes until your ear goes
happy
deaf.
Ending? Happy ending.
Yes. Galactic Tazball coming out for Nintendo DS.
And chess.
And chess.
That is it. That's everything for this DS whole entire week.
Yep. That was a crazy, crazy week. Thanks for listening, guys. You're going to make our podcast 20 minutes shorter. Yeah, that's it. I don't know what else to tell you. That's all the games that are coming out this week. Nothing interesting at all.
Oh, man, I hope next week this is
Let's give
promising.
A sneak peek to next week.
Oh, my. I'm looking for that one.
Yeah.
I wonder how that one plays.
That's going to be terrible.
Hey, it's going to be terrible.
Yeah. For future house. anyways, yeah, so that's the new release for this week.
You mean I can be a douche online?
I can be a douche anywhere I want. Oh, we'll talk about it after. Oh, yeah. What's happening this week? Sorry, let me get my piece of paper here. Again, we're going to be talking about news next. It's an awkward podcast because I'm eating a Pop-Tart. Fuck you. We're going to be talking about news. You got Bad Company 2 for your birthday.
Yes, and I've been playing it already.
And I want to get a comparison between Bad Company 2 versus Modern Warfare 2.
Dun, dun,
dun. Dun, dun, let the fanboys go crazy. Because fanboys like us.
Yay.
No, they don't.
Aww.
We're also going to be talking about Salute to PlayStation, where by the time this is out, the article will be up on Paranormal.com. And we haven't done a salute to anything in a while. Last time was the Game Boy and Nintendo.
That was right? Pretty much it.
Yeah, I didn't think I was going to keep writing, but I like the PlayStation. And after all the PS3 people fucking thought we were getting paid by Microsoft, I was like, you know what? Let me show you how much I love PlayStation before it went crazy. And then the last segment, we're going to be talking about Rocky movies for about 10 minutes, just because I finished watching all of it.
Yay!
Ever since last week when you brought it over.
No, I only lent it to you for like...
I watched the Rocky movie for every day. It was fucking great. Except Balboa, but I already seen it before. But we'll talk about that in our last segments, because we do indeed also do movies. Because we're sexy like that.
Yeah.
Touch my penis. Up next, we're going to be talking about news.
Yay.
Nothing interesting at all this week.
Now lay down and enjoy your massage. oh god, the bees again.
Hey, nerds, Max here.
And Bruce here.
And
we need your help!
Help promote us to all your friends.
Subscribe and rate our podcast.
Follow us on Twitter.
Visit our YouTube channel.
We need more support.
Please.
Oh, we're back! That was pretty good.
That wasn't that bad.
That actually sounded like Tasmania. Or,
how quickly? You know. Do Marvin the Martian.
You're making me very angry. yeah, this is podcast 23. So that means for 23 weeks we've been doing this podcast and website thing.
We're still alive.
And for 23 weeks no one listens. Aw.
I don't want to listen.
They only
anymore.
Listen when they're angry. Speaking of which, last week's Modern Warfare top 10 thing.
The special top 10?
Yeah, because I put that up after after the podcast, people start responding to the comments. And holy shit, people were pissed off at Weasel.
I was wondering why Weasel hasn't responded yet. Usually he's on top of that and like...
No, he did.
Okay, because when I read it, there's like 17 comments and he didn't even defend himself once. We gotta update ourselves on that, but damn.
Yeah, he actually responded to the top 10 last week.
19
comments, so
he
must have
he probably wrote a paragraph.
Actually, no, he was actually really responsive about it. I do apologize for the gay comment.
He apologized.
He apologized.
Everybody says it.
I know.
He's so gay for taking that gay comment back.
Yeah, a lot of people were pissed off at that top 10. The thing was, a lot of them yelled at me, too, which is really weird. Hold on, let's see if I can find one guy here that says it.
It's the guy that's one of this guy here, I think.
One
with the numbers.
One of them has numbers?
Yeah, it's on the side. Because one of them says number one, blah, 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 number four. Kevin, why would you allow that?
Well, let me just do this and see what happens. Kevin, you shouldn't have published this contribution. It's not interesting or funny, just abusive and poorly written. I don't
you
agree.
Accept,
I accept
work from everybody.
I accept work from everybody. Yeah, the top 10, I was kind of hesitant on putting it up because it is, like, I usually like paragraphs as opposed to sentences. And I usually don't like words like gay and, you know, stuff like that to talk about a game.
I don't mind.
But the top 10 wasn't meant to be taken serious. Like, our top 10s, well, none of them are supposed to be taken serious, but this was just for fun and, you know, just shits and giggles. And the reason why I put it up there is because I wanted people to read it, and you did. So, booyah!
Not only that, it's like if someone's willing to contribute, that means they actually care.
They actually care. So if you guys want to contribute, you know, feel free to contribute at Kevin at Paranerds.com.
That's right, get that right.
Although, I mean the second pop part. Alright, so let's go to the first segment, news, right?
Yeah, news. Right, what's new? Tell me.
Alright, so, Batman, the new game.
Okay.
Has a name.
Has a name?
Yes.
Is it called Batman?
No. Well, it's called Batman, but last one's called Arkham Asylum. This one's going to be called
Gotham City.
No.
Pretty close, right?
Yeah.
Jokerville. I don't know. What's it called?
Arkham City.
Arkham City.
Which makes, I don't know. I thought Gotham City was the city that Batman. I thought Arkham Asylum was in Gotham City. Is Arkham City a different part of the thing?
Is it in Gotham City?
Is it like the San Andreas to Liberty City?
Maybe.
Yes. Yeah, it's quite. I saw this on Destructor.com, and had pictures of Catwoman, which she looked fucking hot, because for some reason they made those DC characters look really hot.
Doesn't she always?
Yeah, that's true. Catwoman, Two-Face, and a bloody picture of Batman.
A bloody picture of Batman?
That's right, Billy.
English bloody or bloody bloody?
Like, punch in the nose, blood comes out. Shirley Temple. No, wait, what's it called?
The drink or the movie?
No. What do you... Fuck, what's that called when you come in a girl's face and you punch in her nose to make her nose bleed?
I don't know. I thought you were thinking of Superman That Ho.
No. That's a different one. What's it called when you punch a chick in the face and you...
I don't know. I don't abuse women.
Fuck, I do. I don't remember what it's called. Anyways, it doesn't matter.
So remember a Night how... in Jail? Is that what it's called?
Yes. So remember how I kept talking about how to PS...
Ooh, Chris Brown. That's what it's called.
Oh wait. Snap. Rihanna's hot. Don't be talking about my chick. What's that? Shit. Umbrella. Ella. I fucking hate that song. Anyways... Remember how I was talking about on our top 10, what were they thinking, how the PS3 doesn't play PS2 games?
And before or after sucking Microsoft's dick?
After sucking Microsoft's dick,
yeah. I remember that article.
I remember how people were saying, or remember how I was saying that, what's PS3 going to do? Re-release your games in HD?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they're going to.
Okay. We're not surprised. Not surprised.
So God of War Collection did it, which, you know, I didn't mind, because I never owned it. But there's two new trilogies coming out for
PS3. Which are?
Splinter Cell, which is going to be the trilogy in HD remakes, along with Sly Cooper. Remember the Sly Cooper game?
Meh.
I like that game.
Yeah, fun. But it's old.
I know, that's why they're re-releasing it.
I know, but it's kind of like, it wasn't the good, like, Metal Gear Solid where it stuck with you.
No, but it was the fun, for $20 I'll pick this shit up.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
And also, Siphon Filter. But there's a question mark I wrote here, so...
Siphon Filter?
Yeah.
That sounds so familiar.
Remember, it was like Metal Gear ripoff?
Oh, that's a very poorly made game. Yes, I remember.
Yeah,
so for the PS1. Oh, that's hideous.
Yeah, so they're making a remake, the whole trilogy again on HD. But like I said, I put a question mark here.
But it's still going to be like shit?
Probably.
Or is it just going to look good?
It's probably just going to look good.
But it still plays like shit?
Probably.
Probably.
Well, I mean, like, God of War still play like shit at times, and it just look nice.
Oh, okay.
And it was shown on Amazon France... So I put a question mark here. So, is it coming out? Is it?
Je le suis. I don't know.
There is no proof. Also, you're talking about Gears of War 3. Something about the T-shirt or something?
About the Save Carmine or Carmine My Style.
Yeah, explain that. What is that?
Basically, the creators or developers of Gears of War 3 is allowing the players to choose if Carmine dies or lives.
Now, I don't remember who the hell's Carmine.
Carmine is the guy, when you play in part 2, he's the new guy in the group. He kind of has that weird-looking mask, and he's, like, totally new.
Hmm.
You get an achievement if you teach him, like, the ropes.
Oh, the rookie?
Yeah.
Oh, he's I thought he did die.
No, he didn't die. He probably got shot and you saved him or something. Oh. No. So he's alive, and we get to choose if he lives or dies.
He's a nameless character, right? No faceless character?
No, he had this mask. You just never got to see his face, but he always wore this, like, helmet. Yeah. And his name's Carmine, so he has a name.
Okay. He's like Johnny from Metal Gear.
Yeah, pretty much. So, what ends up happening is you have a choice to either purchase real-life t-shirts, one that says Carmine Must Die, or another one that says Save Carmine, or you could purchase virtual t-shirts from... was Xbox Marketplace.
Yeah.
And based on how many sales go in which way, it decides if he dies or lives.
That's interesting.
That's kind of gay.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's interesting, but stupid at the same time.
They shouldn't charge you for it. Maybe for a real-life t-shirt, because in the end, you are getting, you know, something in exchange.
Yeah, they should. Yeah, exactly.
But for virtual, it's like, if you want to know what we really think, don't charge us to tell you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's a good point. You're bringing a good point. Like, it's an interesting idea to do that.
Yeah.
Like, to see how many people, like, that's a good way to do it.
Like, the developer wants him to die.
But over here, who's really winning? They are.
Well, yeah.
Because they're getting, like, even though it's, like, $1, they're still...
It doesn't matter. The decision's already made. How do we know?
Exactly.
The game's probably already made. Carmen's probably already dead.
Why didn't they do what Mass Effect did?
What did the Mass Effect do?
Just, like, kill the guy depending on your actions. Like, you just die and live.
I guess they want us to be more involved.
They want our money, man. That's what it's all about.
I thought it was free because I'm like, I'm going to download it and I'm going to make him stay alive. And then it's like 80 Microsoft points. I'm like, fuck it.
Yep. Apparently, if you want, you know, Super Street Fighter 4.
Yes.
If you suck dick in that game, like, not literally, but like, you suck, just you're me playing.
So you're us, yeah.
Yeah. You can get better.
How?
Guys are teaching, I'm sure I got the source, but guys are teaching up to $40 to $50 an hour to teach you how to get better in Super Street Fighter.
So basically, you'll have some guy in your ear saying, press X, 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 now wait. Left, back, right.
Yeah, apparently.
A.
Now, a lot of people are saying this is like guitar lessons and if it's fair or not. But how? No, it's not fair. Like,
no.
Well, it's fair. If you're stupid enough to go for it, yeah, dude, go for it. I mean.
Okay, it's legit, but it's stupid because it's not that hard to play.
Well, it's like 10 prestige lobbies in Modern Warfare 2. It's like, what the hell? Why do I have to pay to get 10 prestige? I just want to kind of play it.
Exactly. Eventually, you'll get there. I understand if there's some giant, like, Mortal Kombat competition going on for Street Fighter.
Well, that's the thing. There is some kind of competition coming up.
Okay, but if you have to pay for lessons, do you really think you're going to make it on time and be number one?
Well,
do you think you're the Karate Kid?
Well, the guy who's teaching you is probably going to end up kicking your ass anyways.
He's the guy in the competition.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be, you know, student versus master. Yeah. Karate Kid style.
I don't know. I thought that was interesting. I personally wouldn't pay for it because I don't think the game's that serious.
Heck,
I love
for $50 an hour, I'll let you shoot me in Call of Duty all day long.
Dude, for $50 an hour? I'll pay you to... Wait, hold on.
Why?
Nah, I got nothing.
For $50, I'll let you shoot me.
For $50, I will lick your nose hole.
For $55, I'll do the same.
For $60, I'll lick your tooth.
Ooh.
The inside of your tooth.
Ah.
That means my tongue has to go in your mouth and around and up.
Ah.
The top tooth.
That's disgusting.
And I want to lick your nerve endings.
I got a 70. Is that enough?
Yes.
Okay.
You know the song... Cause I made a game with zombies.
How can we forget? That was like the very first podcast intro.
That was our very first podcast. That's right. Yeah, that song's gonna be on Rock Band now.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is awesome. If I had Rock Band, if I had friends to play with in Rock Band, I would get that song. Definitely worth it. Cause they're offering it for free on their website. I made a game with zombies on
it. Yeah.
So it's a fucking great song. It's a fucking great game. Get it, guys! If you haven't got it yet, it's still the top five indie. Xbox Live games out there.
But it's so short.
But it's a dollar. The song's good. And the game is fun.
It's a great song. It's a great game.
It's just
it's a buck. Can't go wrong.
When you have friends over, when you're drunk or stoned, you're like, hey, let's play a game with zombies in it. All right. So there we go. Let's play this for an hour. And before it gets to the point where like I'm bored, it ends. So it's good. You know, it doesn't drag on for too long. I just wish there were achievements because I keep playing that game. I've had achievements. And also, the last thing here on our news desk here. Or because we have the Wii Shop Channel song. Anyways.
No, it's going to be totally out of sync.
I know. I love NSYNC. So we're watching the Xbox 360 thing on Trials HD. What's that about?
They're having a competition, Trials HD, where you get to create your own level. And if your level wins, you can win up to $5,000.
So that means you could get from $2?
$1.
To nothing.
Actually, one penny. That's, I think, the least they can give you.
Yep.
And then there's the taxes on the penny.
Oh, the taxes. You're talking about the taxes.
So
Come on.
You can win up to $5,000 if your track wins, and it will be in the new map pack for Trials HD.
Now, the interesting thing about this is that's cool.
Yeah, it's like, cool. It's like doing a Little Big Planet, basically.
Exactly. But again, the same thing is...
What the fuck is Trials?
No, I like Trials, but the thing is, okay, that's cool and all. But regardless, either way, at the end, the company wins because they get a whole bunch of free maps now.
Pretty much, and choose like the top five. And
that would have cost them $50,000 to make, and then they're like, hey, let's just
give that's why you could win up to $5,000, because if they end up liking five of the maps, I'm pretty sure they pay all five people
something. Is it $5,000 or 5,000 Microsoft points? Either way.
It's not bad.
Yeah, that's actually not bad.
I'm pretty sure the hours you spend making, if you had a job, you know, you'd be making the money.
Which you clearly don't, but anyways, I can't wait for Little Big Planet too.
Yeah. I can't wait till you get it so I could watch you play and look up the word penis online.
Oh, I love the word penis, and I love watching you play with my penis. Oh, that was a good segue.
That wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't. Up next, speaking of bad segues, up next we'll be talking about Modern Warfare 2. Are you guys tired of that yet? I'm not. Versus Bad Company 2.
I just started.
Do you like it? Don't answer yet! We're going to answer that up next. Holy, you're so close.
I was going to say it.
Say what?
The answer is yes.
Oh, that was a good one. That was a kind of that was actually a little bit of a puke burp.
Now I'm afraid to go near the mic. Smell like puke.
Ugh, that's pretty gross. I'm not gonna lie. All right, so Battlefield Bad Company 2 versus Modern Warfare 2. Al Buckerky. sorry, I like Looney Tunes. Alright, so we're big fans of Modern Warfare 2. It's a game we love to hate.
Modern Warfare 2?
Yeah.
Eh.
Like, we hate everything we're playing. We're like, why are we playing this fucking game?
I don't know if the love's there as much anymore.
Well, I still like it. You just don't play it as often with us. I still play a lot.
See, I got Battlefield.
Well, I ran into a goddamn bad glitch today in Modern Warfare. So I'm playing the game. All of a sudden, all these guns are floating Dead Space style. Like
kind of wish gravity. I was here to watch it.
I know. I was going to wait until you came in, but I didn't know how long it was going to take for you to get here. But so the guns started floating. And then all of a sudden, you hear like the nuke countdown.
Yeah.
I was like, well, fuck this shit. The game's over. No, the game never ended. There was no countdown. I was just making the noise of the countdown. All of a sudden, there's two chopper gunners in the sky. I'm getting killed repeatedly. The game's 3,100 to 7,200. And the game never ended. It never ended, man.
That's messed up.
Stampy. It never ended, dude.
Stupid idiot.
So it kept going and going. I was like, fuck this shit. And everybody on the other team was 10 prestige and like 20 and 0. Even though I killed them all. But anyways, I thought that sucked. Do you experience things like that in Battlefield Bad Company 2?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I've only played the game online for a day.
Well, from your day taste, how is it different than Modern Warfare 2?
Online or story?
Okay, let's start with story.
For one, your character actually says stuff.
Oh, for fuck's sake, it's about time.
He actually speaks. The story takes place back then, like, way back then in freaking, like...
So when, it's not Modern Warfare, it's like...
Well, at first it starts off back then when, like... The Americans are facing the Japanese. I might be wrong
here.
They
did it? Wow.
It's some shit like that. And the Japanese had this cool secret technology. And I still love the sound it makes. I would imitate it, but I totally forgot how it goes now.
All
right. When it's like the secret weapon is being used, it makes this really cool sound. And it like...
Is it waka 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 waka?
Yeah, that's exactly
oh,
it.
Oh, fucking
yeah.
A.
But when you play with your surround sound, it sounds like it makes you want...
Waka 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 waka.
It's kind of like the brown nose where you're going to poop yourself.
Oh, okay.
And you're like, oh.
That's every morning.
And then it's kind of cool. And then basically shit hits the fan. Everybody dies. A weapon was used. And then it takes, you know, in the present. Now we're in the present. And now we got to find the secret weapon for some Russian dudes. Blah, blah, blah. You find it. You're in a plane. Blah, blah, blah. The game was easy.
Oh, you already beat it?
I beat it.
You beat the single player thing?
I beat the single player.
Holy fuck, how long is it? Like 7 hours?
It was only 13 missions. Each one was about...
30 minutes?
About 30 to 40 minutes.
Fair enough.
It wasn't bad. I was playing on normal because there was no achievements for, like, hard, so there was no motivation, but it was just, I don't know, it was a bit easy. But it was beautiful.
Well, I mean, compared to Modern Warfare 2, which one was better than single player?
Story-wise, I would prefer... Modern Warfare 2.
Ding, ding, ding! Modern Warfare gets 1 point.
I just like... I don't know. Modern Warfare 2 just seems like one of those games where it never ended. As much as you want it to end, it never ended. But at the same time,
wait,
you didn't
what?
Want it to end.
I don't want it never ended. There's an ending to the game.
No, I mean, like, you're playing. You're like, oh my god, this game's still going on.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're like, shit, like, when is this game ever going to end? But then at the exact same time, you're like, I wish this game never ends.
Well, yeah, yeah. I actually enjoyed Modern Warfare 2. I never played Battlefield, but the No Russian level, I fucking love that level.
The No Russian one?
The one you're near your point and shoot everybody up.
Oh, yeah.
With all the controversy behind it?
I didn't shoot anybody. We had this discussion like yeah. five podcasts ago.
Yeah, well, I like that. So you say Modern Warfare had the best story?
I think it has the best story, only because, yeah, like I was saying, it's just it seemed more solid. Not saying that Battlefield had a bad story. Like, it was just not the same.
It was just like...
It was kind of like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
It was one of those games where you wanted more, where you're like, oh, really? That's it? So the story was, it was consistent, but it was too simple.
All right, well, what about graphics? I'm going to be asking you questions now. It's going to be Rooster Podcast, because everyone loves you.
Yay.
Nobody likes me.
Oh, I like you.
Oh, I like you, too. So graphics. What's
graphics,
better, Modern Warfare
I'm pretty sure on the PS3, they're both, like, amazing.
Yeah.
But for the Xbox, I think that... I would have to say Battlefield for
Battlefield,
nah. It just...
I never played the game, so I don't know.
It just looks really good. I don't know if... I don't know. It just looks good.
Well, you can actually break shit, like houses and
yeah,
stuff, right?
Yeah, you could break shit, which is awesome to do, especially when you're playing online.
Mm.
But, yeah, I just... I liked some of the levels. It visually looked really nice. And I'm like, ooh. Not, like, Call of Duty is also great. I would say it's very close, but at the same time, I think that... Battlefield.
Well,
like,
minor
vision.
Details like breaking like the environment is pretty cool.
The thing that really annoys me though in Battlefield though, but you have to, you know, give it credit, was like there was actual dust that blows in the air and it's hard to see. So you're like, is that a tree? And then the tree shoots you.
Well, they have that in Modern Warfare with the snow level.
Yeah, but that's a snow level. Well, this one, they like, kind of brings you everywhere. Same thing with Call of Duty, it brings you everywhere. But Modern Warfare, sorry. Battlefield. I'm like, yep. Wait, man, that makes sense. Battlefield also goes like everywhere. Like there's, you know, Antarctica or whatever the ice level is called. There's, you know, the desert level. There's a driving level. There's also a helicopter level. You know, so it gives you a bit more. But like the dust, when the dust is blowing and you're trying to go down like this trench or whatever, it's like it's hard to see ahead of you. I don't know, just beautiful.
All right, so what about the sound, which is better?
See, this one's going to be kind of unfair. I'm going to have to say tie for both.
Oh, fuck you, only, now you come up with another one.
Yeah, only because the sound for when I played for Battlefield, I played a surround sound.
Yeah.
So it sounds amazing. I've never played Call of Duty on surround sound.
Wait, how? Why not?
I just never, I don't know, I just didn't feel like turning on my system.
Oh, okay.
The only reason why I did it for Battlefield is because I wanted to hear that sound of, like,
that
the weapon
sound?
Being used, the round sound, yeah. The surround sound. And it's like, so it's like, I can't really say, I'm just going to say,
like a
no, we could actually pull it up, it's kind of cool. But it's just that the Battlefield, when you're playing on, when you're playing a surround sound, it actually feels like you're there, like you hear crickets and stuff like that. But I'm pretty sure Call of Duty is very similar as well if you play it in surround sound. And I think that Call of Duty offers more sound throughout the whole game. Like, the desert level is all like...
Yeah, yeah, that's true. But what about the dan-dan-dan?
See, that's the thing, though. It's like Call of Duty, like, there were some levels where it was all, like, you know, music like that. But then, like, it was just, like, kind of, like, those moments where it's, like, Guitar Hero 4. But at the same time... Battlefield, there was a level where it's actually playing like hardcore, like heavy metal rock music.
All right.
And
well, what about the sound effect when you hit somebody, though? Like, I like the sound that you get when you hit somebody.
Masturbating?
Yes. I like the sounds in Modern Warfare.
It plays, like, the sound of when you know your shot hits is pretty similar. I think it's okay. The exact same sound, just the one's louder.
Sound okay.
Like, you shoot.
That's my sound effects, by the way.
The guns, they sound kind of similar, except, yeah, there's not much. Call of Duty offers more.
Like, by the way, the sound of... I think I mentioned this. The fire sound and the flushing of the toilet sound is the same sound effect when I make it out of my mouth.
Don't mix them up.
Here's fire. Me making a sound effect of fire. Here's me flushing the toilet. It's the same sound, man. Anyways, alright, so sounds are both tied, you say?
I would say, for weapon-wise, like they each sound like what they're supposed to sound like. Well, I would know because I don't own the weapon. But environmental-wise, like, I don't know, I would say for both. And also, it makes it a good suspense where it's like 1-1 and tie, and it's like, you know, who's going to win this?
Yeah, thanks a lot. Controllers.
Two different controllers. Two different types of controllers. Call of Duty, the knifing is the, what is it called?
Ooh, ice cream truck.
It is ice cream truck. It's the right stick, you know, you press it in to knife in Call of Duty.
Yeah.
But in Battlefield, you use RB, which is the top one.
The bumper?
Yeah, so like RT is the same for both games, shoot. LT is... Yeah. I don't know if I ever... Oh, zoom in. Yeah. Same thing. Grenade is LB, which is the same thing, except...
In Modern Warfare,
you throw your special grenade, but in this game, there is no special grenades. So it's regular grenades, and then RB would be your knife, which is fine, because sometimes clicking in a million times would break your controller, and you know that.
Oh, fuck, do I ever... Yeah. Fucking, I was so angry when that happened. God damn.
So it's just a regular button, and the knifing system is different, too. I know, you only live yourself.
I know.
So the controls, like crouching would be the actual clicking of the button. So instead of knifing, it would be for crouching.
Okay.
The only downfall is you can't lie down in the game.
You can barely lie down in Modern Warfare anyways.
Yeah, but
it sucks. And if you do, it's like prone, can't move. But fuck you, I can't move.
Yeah,
my legs are sticking out.
When they lay down, basically in Call of Duty, it's kind of hard to see them because you don't know where the fuck they are.
Yeah.
In this game, you can't. So it kind of gives you the advantage, like, you know, from people who are sniping. If you can lie down, let me know because... I don't know how. I'm just, like, kneeling in the middle of a, like, open mountain.
So which one would you give it to, then?
I would say Call of Duty, only because I've played it with so much, like, so long with those controls that I've kind of wished Battlefield with those controllers. But since I've only played Battlefield for, like, 3 days in total, you know, it's not bad, but I would go for Call of Duty.
Now, here's the thing. Now, here's the big mama. Here's the big fucking guy that separated two, right?
All right.
Multiplayer. Online multiplayer. Which is better?
Oh
shit, calm down my babies, calm down my children, I don't want you guys freaking out, this is all opinion based, you guys all have your opinion, that's all cool, some of you might like Modern Warfare, that's fine, some of you might like Backup, that's fine too, just don't be screaming at me and telling me that I'm wrong, don't be screaming at Rui telling him he's wrong, cause it's our opinion, right?
It's our opinion, right? Bitch.
Motherfuckers are our opinions, right? Let's be cool. Now, I don't want no black people sending me angry emails. Say I'm making fun of the way you talk, because I'm not. It's called a black sin. It's being stereotyped. I'm going to stop doing this now.
You know you're telling it.
Probably.
Okay.
One for my girlfriend.
I'm just going to pull on the suspense so people can kind of guess what I'm going towards, but I would say they're both really good.
What did you say to what?
But I'm not done.
Oh.
I am going to choose one.
I'm about to pass out.
With Call of Duty, you could play up to, I think, what, 8 players?
Possibly, yes.
Most 12 if you do third person, but no one ever plays that shit. So you get to play 8 players, and it's like, okay, that's not bad, but Battlefield, you get to play 24 players.
Holy fuck, that's a lot of...
I know.
Jesus Christ, that's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. That's a lot of nuts.
Kung Pao, watch
it. So it's like, geez, so, okay, so if you want bigger crowds, Battlefield's so far good. Call of Duty, although you get to have in-game chat,
yeah,
even though it's annoying and you get to hear people be racist and stuff like that.
Check out the top 10 list of things I hate about Modern Warfare 2.
Exactly. Battlefield, there is no in-game chat, so you feel lonely.
Is there really none, or do people just choose not to use it?
I don't think there is any.
I don't see a game about war and team that
because,
you can't because
I plug it in and I'm like, there's no microphone saying that I'm talking, no one's listening. And apparently you have to invite people in like party or private chat.
That is so weird.
Maybe I'm missing something, but I don't think you can. I think I also read it's only party chat. I guess that kind of helps with the racism, so you don't have to, you know, to deal with people like yelling
like
and stuff
like me, who just did a black
text. Yeah, pretty much. So if you really if you really want to talk to those people, you just have to add them in your party. You don't have to actually add them as friend. You could just add them directly into a party. So it's like, but at the same time, you kind of miss not being, you know, people being racist towards you. Or
really?
Not having anyone. Like, it's very quiet, even though you're focusing on the game and there's a lot going on, but at the same time, there's no...
You don't feel like you're playing online?
Yeah, it just feels like no one's saying it.
Because, like, as much as I hate the online community, I mute, like, 95% of them. Once in a while...
But there's still that 5%.
Once in a while, there's a guy who had me, and I'm like, you know what? I don't mind you. Let's be online friends and never play again.
I mean, pretty much. I have a bunch of those as
yeah,
well.
Me too.
So it's like, Call of Duty has it, Battlefield doesn't, so it's like, Call of Duty, I prefer to have the in-game, even though if it's annoying, but keep in mind you have the choice of muting them.
Yeah.
Compared to not having a choice to talk to anybody.
What about killstreaks, though? Are there, like, such thing as killstreaks?
There's no killstreaks in this game.
That's kind of shitty.
Which is kind of shitty, but at the same time, you do get medals and pins for, like, your...
Do you get achievements?
You do get achievements.
I wish Modern Warfare had achievements.
But you get these medals and pins that tell you, after you get 7 kills in a row, you get, like, whatever type of gun you use, like, LMG pin. And it kind of adds on to, you know how those like soldiers have those pins all over their jackets, like 1,000 of them, you're like, wow, that guy's good. It's pretty much what it is, and you get to like show off that way, and it shows how many times you got it and all that junk. But the killstreaks are kind of neat, but at the same time, I think it's going to be too much for Battlefield, because if you're already in a tank and a helicopter...
Well, that's another thing.
Yeah,
talk about that.
That's why... So it's like, killstreaks, although you miss it, but at the same time, Battlefield really makes it up for it by having... helicopters in the game.
So you could just drive, like,
you could
pilot
just fly
a helicopter.
Helicopter.
That would be considered a kill streak in Modern Warfare 2.
Pretty much.
Okay.
In this game, the UAV, totally different than actual flying a helicopter. I'm playing as a UAV, and I played it on a computer, and it's very simple. You can use it as a UAV. You could lock onto, not targets, but more like buildings and tanks, and a giant, like, not a giant missile, but a missile launches it, so you get to control it. The controls are very simple. You know, you just hold the RT to go up, LT to go down. You're like, oh, okay, that's fine. And then it's like, oh, a giant helicopter. Man, I can actually get into this helicopter.
So would you say it's like the Grand Theft Auto of Modern Warfare?
Pretty much.
Because Grand Theft Auto, you can do all that shit.
Pretty much,
which
we
haven't played in a long time.
We haven't played
that
in a while.
That was fun. Show me the world.
Show me the world. And then there's a helicopter. I'm like, usually when I play on the PC, people are running for helicopters or airplanes or just like, I'm going to get this shit. So I'm like, I'm going to go and I'm going to go get it. And I run in and I'm like, oh my God, I'm in. Some guy hops in with me. He's like, let's do it. And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. I'm flying, totally land on the front of the helicopter, it explodes, we both die, people yell at me. Well, they don't yell, but you can tell they're pissed off. They're like, what a fucking noob! But, like, the controls are... Yeah, the controls are different from UAV, but helicopter. But the fact that you could fly an actual helicopter, some of them are 2 people, some of them are, like, up to 6 people.
Yeah.
So, like, the thing is, as well, you could create squads, so it could just be us in one squad.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
We could spawn on each other. So if I'm still alive, after 8 seconds, you join where I am, instead of starting in the middle of somewhere, in the middle of a bullet.
Yeah.
And so you can have the helicopter. So it's like, yeah, Call of Duty has killstreaks, Battlefield has actual helicopters, and it has actual tanks that you can drive. And one of the things that I was actually doing when I first played online, and I was like shitting myself, was I saw a tank, so I'm running for it, and as I'm running towards it, another guy, an enemy, ran to it as well, and he hopped in the tank. So I'm like, shit, so the tank's turning towards me, and I run into the house. I'm like, okay, this is how I found out that the house is gonna break and everything. So I'm in the house, I'm like, okay, it's safe. He's shooting his little tiny machine gun. I'm like, ah, sucker. And he shoots big, you know, a tank shoots, a giant missile? I don't know.
I don't know.
So I'm just like, you know,
we're from the army.
Yeah, so you hear the house shake, and you're like, okay, fuck, oof. I'm like, I'm glad, like, some walls you can't destroy, because I guess that's when it gives a whole side effect of, like, everything. Not side effect, the whole, like, house collapsing, when you see the rest of the walls collapse. But so I'm like, okay, I think I'm safe. One wall collapses. Shit, it's like turning at me, so I run up the stairs. I'm like, whew, I'm safe up here. I hear the tank like aiming up, shoots it again. The other wall breaks down. I'm like,
break down the walls of Jericho!
So, and then I'm running into the next room. I'm like, okay, fuck, I'm a medic. I can't take it down.
You could be a medic?
You could be a medic.
Fuck, that sounds so cool.
So I'm just like, I'm in the other room, and I'm like, okay, maybe he'll leave me alone, even though he knows I'm in here. Shoots it again. You hear the house starting to like creak. Like, you know, it's like, okay, you know this isn't safe. So I run my ass out as soon as I can out of the house, and that's when the house collapses, and I'm just open area in the middle of nowhere, a tank looking at me. I'm like that Asian guy. I'm like, please, stop a tank.
Send your email to Paranerds.
Yeah, so I'm standing there, and I'm like, I just have to accept. This guy's going to kill me. I have nowhere to run. So, you know, the tank's like, vroom. You hear the whole locking on sound, and you hear him mocking me from the inside. And then, you know, he shoots me, and I died. But I don't get pissed. I'm just like, oh.
That cool. Was expected.
Yeah. I come back as an engineer, and it's like, eat this, mafioso, and I shoot a rocket, and it like spirals. The thing about the game, too, is wind actually plays an effect in the game, so you can't just shoot your bullets, and it's like perfect, like in Call of Duty.
In theory, it's supposed to be like that in Modern Warfare.
Yeah, and in
theory,
in Call of Duty,
communism is right.
ACR shoots as straight as like an arrow, right? But in this game, it's like you shoot, and you can kind of see the bullet. It doesn't like move drastically. We're like, oh shit,
like,
but you kind of, yeah, like wanted, you can't make a curve except for the rocket. I think you can make a curve a little bit. It's weird that way, but yeah, so it's like you have the option of flying tanks and planes and automobiles.
Okay, so overall,
and cars, you could ride cars. Nothing beats driving
around.
Yeah,
well Meg on PS3, the game Meg.
Yeah,
look how many players you have online.
I've heard of this. 128
yep.
Per team.
That's pretty fucked
up
that.
Shit. You know what's gonna happen though? Our system can't handle it. Guaranteed. Xbox gonna be like lag.
Well, that's PS3.
That's PS3. Okay,
yeah.
That's a different.
Meg is only for PS3. Yeah.
Holy fuck! When I read that in the news, I think it was in the newspaper. I don't know what newspaper.
Local gaming news.
I think it was the magazine I gave you actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
When I read it, I'm like, holy
that's
fuck!
A lot of
just
people,
some,
yeah.
Like.
I heard that actually when they were presenting the Meg thing, it actually crashed on them. But it was like, it wasn't because of 128, it was just because shit happens with technology all times, right? But it looked really bad. They're like, look how many, oh fuck, it's all fucking up. Alright, but anyways, Mag is the best game out of both, right?
It's not bad. Okay, so to wrap it all up.
Okay, so what would you say, what's better, multiplayer, Modern Warfare or Bad Company?
I'm going to say Bad Company.
Bad Company,
and
right?
And to finalize it, you have a choice. Instead of being a regular dude who has the best weapons in the game you could customize, you have five people you can choose from that play very important roles in the game.
So
some people, what they do is in Call of Duty, they're a sniper, but at the same time they have shotguns. Shit, it's a fan, they could choose the shotguns and still rape you or rape you from a distance. Battlefield, you could be a sniper, but you don't really have a good secondary. You have a pistol. So what's the overall?
That's pretty funny.
What is it?
It's tied.
What?
It's actually tied. This is not scripted, guys. This is
so
actually tied.
This actually works out.
Yeah, so
we don't get any hate.
Yeah, we don't get any hate.
Like, yeah, both games
so,
are equally good.
Story, you said Modern Warfare was better.
Yes.
Graphics, you said Bad Company was better. Sound, they're both equal.
Yeah.
Multiplayer, you gave it to Bad Company. And controls, you gave it to Modern Warfare. So yeah, 3-3. They're both tied. So there you go. That's a good. That's a fucking awesome way to end that. Beautiful,
that's not
man.
Bad. I don't piss anybody off.
Yeah, you didn't even do that on purpose.
No, I'm just naming things out.
And you're not being biased because you've had Modern Warfare since September and you just
I've
got
been
Bad
playing
Company.
Call of Duty for a very long time, and it's like I would feel like I want to play it, but it's like I play the game and it's like kind of you need something new.
Yeah,
and Battlefield gives you that something new.
Well, Modern Warfare offers you brand new packs that you don't want.
It does. Battlefield
fucking
2 just gave me
maps.
Six free maps.
Yeah, motherfuckers. They're really pissing
but
me
yeah,
off.
But it's at the same time, as much as I still like, I like Battlefield 2 and I would rather play it only because it's something new, but I don't mind going back to Call of Duty.
Yeah, especially since it's the only game I have.
It's two types of games that they're both totally different. So If I'm tired of Call of Duty, I'll play Battlefield.
Yeah.
If I get tired of Battlefield, I'll go play Call of Duty.
I do have a Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, and Modern Warfare 2. I like going back to both
Switch,
games.
Yeah, so it's like you...
Actually, you know what game I'm playing online right now?
What?
Ghostbusters, motherfucker.
Online?
Yeah, it's
I
fun.
I never actually tried it.
It's not bad. It's actually
fun. I didn't want to do it because I didn't know if anybody actually plays it.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people play it.
Sweet.
It's actually really fun. Actually, again, if you guys actually want to add Rui and I on Xbox Live or PS3... what's your name on Xbox Live?
Hidden Rooster.
Hidden Space Rooster?
Yeah, two words, capital H, capital R.
And I'm left space over.
No, I thought it was... Oh, yeah. No,
no, it's just space.
No, no, it's...
Is it all one word?
I don't know anymore.
And here's why. Left...
I know the three is still together.
Together. Yeah. Maybe it's one word? Okay, left over three, one word. If not, then it's left space over three for PS3 and Xbox 360. I can't remember.
We'll just add it in the tags. And
yeah, we'll do something. Anyway, so yeah. So both games are equally good.
They're good, I guess... It works out. It's a matter
cool.
of opinion.
That
People
was a,
like it.
That was good. That was your first review on your own.
Yay.
Nice job. Good comparison. I really enjoyed that. Hopefully everybody else enjoyed it.
So now
it.
What do I do with all these cue cards?
And this bag of money?
Yeah.
Saying both games are equal? Fuck you guys. Up next, we're going to be talking about a salute to PlayStation.
PlayStation.
Station.
What?
You are listening to the Paranerds Podcast.
Whoa, hey, we're back. Remember the show Kevin Spencer?
Yes, yes, I do.
I like that show just because that guy had the same initials as me.
That's true. K-S.
And first name, Kevin S.
Kevin S.
That's right. All right, so...
Talking Duck?
I wish I did. Okay, so a salute to PlayStation.
PlayStation.
All right, so this is going to be kind of short just because the article is going to be up on Paranerds.
You
got to
stop doing that because people are going to start searching Paranerds.
All right, so the PlayStation. You and I actually own a PlayStation, right?
Of course.
Now, did you own an N64 too?
Yes, I did.
Did you own a Sega Saturn? Oh, yeah,
yes,
you did.
I did.
Okay, because I wrote in the article that I wrote a lot of people... Because I said that it was the N64 versus the Sony PlayStation versus the Sega Saturn. That was the console war at the time.
And I
right?
had all three of them.
Me too. But we're the only people that I... Oh,
hey,
wait, I only had N64. Shut up. But we're the only... Like, you and I are the only people I knew when we were young that actually had a Sega Saturn.
I'm the only one you know.
That's true too. But anyways, out of our group of friends, you know, you either had an N64 or a PlayStation.
We never actually owned any games for Sega Saturn.
We had the demo, but I had Nightstalkers. Or Night...
Yes.
What's that fighting game called? Darkstalkers.
Yeah, but you also had Knights.
I didn't have Knights.
Did you rent it from Blockbuster?
I rented it. I rented everything from
Did
Blockbuster.
You ever return it?
I hope not, because I love that game, man.
It wasn't bad.
It's actually,
I think they're remaking it, aren't they?
They made it for the Wii.
Okay.
And it was terrible.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
But yeah, I never actually owned the game. I just play the same demos.
Yeah.
Time.
Daytona USA, Virtual
yeah.
Cop, and Virtual Fighter.
Exactly.
All in the same demo that came. No, it wasn't demo. Those were full games.
Those are the games, because yeah. I remember Daytona. Remember,
There was a
cheat for it where you get to ride as a horse.
Yeah, yeah.
A very poorly drawn horse.
Oh, it was like a log?
It was a log with a head.
Do you remember the game over screen for Daytona? GAMEOVER. No? Nothing?
No.
What was it, Daytona 2000?
I doubt it was 2000. You should just do the Daytona
well,
Sega Saturn.
I should spell Daytona, right?
Do Daytona Sega
Saturn. Here it is.
Daytona USA.
Oh, let's go away! Hold on, I want to hear the song. It's been a long time since I heard this.
I remember this game.
Oh, Daytona USA.
Daytona.
Oh man, this this song brings me back, man. But anyways, that was on Sega Saturn. not on PlayStation. Now, what games did the PlayStation offer? Do you remember? What exclusive games did it offer that the other two?
Metal Gear Solid.
What else?
Metal Gear Solid. Oh, wait, what other game am I on?
Final Fantasy VII,
yes.
Crash Bandicoot, Siphon yeah. Filter, Resident Evil.
Yes.
Now Silent
look
Hill.
Look at it, it's all over in all systems.
I know, Silent Hill.
Yeah.
Crash Bandicoot.
You said Crash Bandicoot, but okay.
Did I?
Yeah.
I already said it?
You did.
You sure?
Yes, we could go back it up and take a look.
Oh yeah, well Final Fantasy VIII and Final Fantasy IX.
And 10 and X14.
Now the cool thing about that, I mean, we'd love those fucking games. I mean, Metal Gear Solid showed exactly what PlayStation was capable of doing.
Shit.
Well, now, by today's standards,
visually
it's
shit.
Visually shit, yeah.
Actually, except we thought it looked real back then.
In Metal Gear Solid 4, you actually go back to Shadow Moses, and it's an actual level from, like, they didn't change anything. When you go back to Shadow Moses, you're playing, like, the same style and pixelated version.
But are you also, like, shitty style?
Yeah.
Or is just everything else?
Everything is the same as it was PlayStation
that's
1.
Awesome.
It's actual, like, the first part in PlayStation 1, they just put it again.
Oh, that's cool.
Because it has a flashback. So it's like Snake, and then you see like just square face and all that, and
I
then you can actually wear it as a mask.
I remember in whatchamacallit, in Metal Gear, I think 2, you get to wear the mask of the, or you, there's a flashback. Oh, actually, not a flashback.
Holy, get your shit together.
Sorry,
man.
No, I remember now. In, what is it, Sons of Liberty, is that what it's called?
Sons of Liberty, yeah.
Yeah, if you buy, I don't know, what
Sons
was it?
Sons of Liberty is part 4.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
That, isn't
That's
that...
Guns of Patriots. Never mind. No,
yeah, get your shit straight. Sons of Liberty, where was the expansion?
What?
Oh, whatever. Basically, you get to edit your expansion. Own your expansion, or you get to add your own, like edit your own video. You get to replace a scene.
Really?
Yeah, it was in Metal Gear Subsistence.
Oh, Subsistence.
Yeah, okay. You get to basically any video of the Metal Gear Solid game. You get to replace the characters, so they go through the whole video, but whoever you want. You know the part when Raiden first meets, or is it Snake? No, it's Raiden. Get my shit straight. where Raiden meets Vamp.
Yeah. Whoa.
Are you going to give me all this shit again?
Yeah. No, it's not so bad. There you go.
When Raiden meets Vamp for the first time. But in my version, Vamp met Raiden, and the hostage was a stewardess who flew in the plane. So I played with that for hours. I didn't even play the game.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
And but I remember doing where it was the old Snake, so he was in it, and I'm like, puh. That was pretty much what I'm getting at.
Oh, okay.
The old Snake.
Yeah, so anyways, the PS1 had a lot of exclusive titles that now, like now they're all over the place. Resident Evil's all over the place. Final Fantasy's all over the place
what
now.
What a whore.
Metal Gear Solid's the only guy who still remained, well, until fucking the Raiden game comes out.
Rising.
Until that comes out. But until then, now it's still exclusive on Sony.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, the Resident Evil games are exclusively on Sony. Though I think they came out after on N64, didn't they? Resident Evil 2?
There probably was, and I think it was shit, and I didn't want to play it.
Yeah, it's better on PlayStation. A lot of games are better on PlayStation compared to N64, like, the you know, WWF. I mentioned this, WWF, the cutscenes were obviously full film.
Videos,
where the N64 had, like, splices of photos, right? And, I don't know, I just, like, when I had the PlayStation, I when I first got it, it was a PlayStation Underground CD demo, remember that? Number 8. Yeah, it was a demo Underground, PlayStation Underground. It came with Metal Gear demo, which we played the same first
for
level
a million
all
times.
Over. And it was still like in Japanese, so it's like surveillance coming up. Like it wasn't translated at all. And this is when I had a vibrating controller, because I didn't have the original.
And the intro was a.
Yeah. Which we had like, over and over.
When you're swimming in the suits.
But I mean, like, cool. The PlayStation originally was a great, great console. And like I said, I modded mine. But I had a lot of game for it, but it did fuck me over. Yeah, not telling me the code is on the back of the CD. Fucking wish I knew that.
Computers weren't
available. Yeah, that's true. They weren't. But there was no online play, which, man, it had to stand up on itself. But the game that offered, Busta Groove, was a fantastic game. The rhythm
which
game.
Which sells for like $80 now.
Yeah, fuck it. Still pissed off about that.
That's okay.
But I mean, games like Silent Hill started off on Sony PlayStation, and we loved Silent Hill. We still do love Silent Hill. Resident Evil, we loved it. Final Fantasy. Here's the thing with Final Fantasy. I think we spoke about this before, but Final Fantasy VIII, we enjoyed more.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
A lot of people hated Final Fantasy VIII. I thought it was better.
It wasn't VIII when they started introducing the gunblades. So
yeah.
I thought that was the most awesomest thing in the world.
Well, yeah, FFA had gunblades, but people hated it just because it wasn't as character, like, goofy as FF7.
Wow, it looked beautiful.
I thought it looked great. Well, it looks like shit now, again. But
back then.
Yeah. But, I don't know, PlayStation had, like, a lot of, like, that lasted me a long time, even though I got pissed off of mine and broke it and pissed on it. Stupid Simpsons Wrestling. But, yeah.
It's a hard game.
It is a fucking hard game. But, yeah, it was, like, at the time, it was always which console was better. No one ever talked about the Sega Saturn. It was always PlayStation versus the N64.
Sega Saturn lost.
Sega Saturn, poor guy.
Right at the gates. Right, they used that wooden horse.
Until the Dreamcast came out, but the Sega Saturn was like, poor guys. We'll get to the Sega Saturn one day. Don't worry.
Well, the system was expensive. It was like $500.
Yeah.
And all we could afford was just the demos. What if I'm... Thank God my parents weren't as smart. Only because if I was the parent back then, I'd be like... I paid... first of all, smack for paying $500 for a system.
Yeah.
Second of all, you're really just going to play the demos. I paid $500 for demos?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the only thing I own. And the controls were expensive. One broke and I... Yeah, I had to replace it. And it was like $80. I'm like, fuck it.
Well, my brother got me a Sega Saturn for Christmas because he was like, I love Sega the whole time. You know, I have Sega Master, Sega Genesis, you know.
And Saturn's a good planet.
Yeah, Saturn's actually my favorite planet. So he got me a Sega Saturn. I think it was going to be the next big thing. He was wrong. But I still had some.
He invested all his money in Beta
discs,
didn't
he?
Yeah, I felt
so bad. But we, you know what? We used that thing as a CD player, just like I used Sony as a CD player.
Very expensive CD.
But yeah, taking the Sega Saturn out, because I was obviously the loser in that competition. But the N64 and the PlayStation was always like head versus. Like, they were always against each other.
Yeah. And they had Mario, which is like the Metal Gear Solid for the Sony.
You had an N64, and you had Super Mario 64, and you had Donkey Kong. Exactly. You had those fucking games that I wanted. But I had a PlayStation, and before you had a PlayStation, I had one first.
Yeah.
And you wanted this game, which you eventually got a PlayStation. Did you steal that thing, you motherfucker?
The peeing one?
What?
The peed one?
No.
The one you peed on?
No, not that one.
I took it, I washed it, and I rebuilt it.
We can rebuild it.
No, it's better. No, I got the N64 I got for Christmas, and back then I was like, I feel the Christmas spirit. I'm going to share with my family. So it became all our systems, but it was bought for me, and then we had a second controller. And then we split it. And then, you know, we had our own Mario files, our own Donkey Kong files. So it was bought for me for Christmas.
Now, the N64, did it have a memory card on it?
It was built in, into the cartridge.
Which Sony didn't. Sony had a memory card.
Yeah,
which
to buy,
sucked,
like,
cause remember,
$14. Yeah, $14 back then. Dang.
$14? These things were like $50, man. Unless you got like a no-name Sony one.
I ended up buying a no-name Sony one, but the first one I bought was like, $49.
But the memory card was a huge thing because some games took up to like 5 blocks out of 15.
Five blocks, I know.
Remember that?
Exactly. And then PS2 memory cards were like actual megabytes.
Like there were gigs and
stuff,
yeah.
But yeah.
But at the time when you like say, I can't think of a game right now, but I can't think of one right now, but I know some games took up to like 4 or 5 blocks. And you're like, fuck, I gotta delete. I guess Final Fantasy VIII has to go. And of course when you go back to play, you're like, I'm gonna play this game again. Damn it, I deleted it. That's right.
I remember I had Harvest Moon for the, which was really good for the Sony. It was probably the best Harvest Moon ever. I remember this is when I learned my lesson to save after maybe every day in the game or something. I was playing Harvest Moon for a good 9 hours, like straight, and my jerk of a cousin came by. He wanted to watch TV, and I was in the middle of feeding my horses and brushing my cows and you know, milking my cows. And I told him, just wait 5 minutes and I will save, because in that, back then, to save the game, it's considered ending the day, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, So I'm like, I can't save because I have still much to do. My animals are gonna die. So I'm like so close to finishing, and he just got pissed off. So he just turned it off, and I cried. I got really pissed off because it's like,
did you actually cry?
I cried. Aww. Well, I was like 9.
Yeah, right.
I sat there when he turned it off, and all his flashbacks. Like, I just spent so much of my time doing, and Harvest Moon gets repetitive, so it's like you don't want to do it every single day. So I got so pissed off, I cried, and my cousin was like, it's just a game, relax. No, man, it's
not just
a game.
I understand. I have Harvest Moon on the DS, and I stopped playing for that exact reason. I was playing Harvest Moon, and all of a sudden I went to go load game, and said, cannot load. And I was like, fuck you, you can't load.
Yeah,
so
you just don't feel playing, and
you realize
how much work you put.
And it's like, can't load. I'm like, fuck you, man. I've been playing this game for like a year.
Everybody in that game was my friend, all the animals loved me, I was number one.
I'm playing SimCity Creator on a DS right now. And that's a lot of effort to put in that game.
SimCity
right?
Games are hard.
And if that thing ever goes to shit, I'm gonna fucking eat my DS.
You're never gonna play again.
I'm gonna crack my forehead. I'm gonna crack my forehead. I'm gonna crack the screen of my forehead.
So I got really upset and I cried. Yeah, I was 18 back then. No, I'm kidding. Like, I was very young, but it's like, it's just memory cards.
I had one of the memory cards. I actually still have it there. If you press the button, there's like 8 memory cards on one. Remember?
Yeah, do you still have it?
Right there on top of my PS2.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah, it switches.
Yeah, so it had 3 lights.
Which was like 9 years later, the Mad Cats memory cards.
There's 3 lights on the memory card. Basically, every light, when you press the button down,
is a slot.
Yeah, so you have to hold it for, it was so fucking hard to understand. So if you hold it one light, then the first light and the third light would lit up. That was like the 5th memory card. If all 3 were lit up, that's the 9th memory card.
Yeah, it gets it's confusing like when you're trying to remember what's on
exactly.
What memory card.
Exactly, so, and get it there. But the thing is, though, when you're trying, this happened to me so many times, especially during Oddworld, the game Oddworld.
Yeah.
So, and I never beat the game Oddworld because of that fucking memory card. So as it's going say, or as it's loading for the memory card, I'm switching the memory card.
Yeah.
What am I doing? Realistically, what am I actually
doing? You're corrupting the data.
I'm corrupting the data.
Yeah.
So when it's saying loading and saying can't find thing, it's still searching. So I'm pressing the button, and all of a sudden I corrupted the data.
It finds it and is trying to load it, but since you pressed it again,
exactly. Or sometimes it'd be out of my hands. I press it once and it fucking goes apeshit. So that pissed me off. I never beat the original Oddworld because of that fucking memory card.
And I think now that's why they say loading, do not touch memory card or power button, or loading, do not save.
But that's the thing though. You for that memory card, because I didn't have the official Sony hat. Yeah. One. I had like the 8-in-1 or whatever.
But now, if you like, I was saying, you notice, like, for the Wii, when I'm still playing Animal Crossing, it's like saving. Do not touch memory card.
Do not turn off system.
Stay the fuck away. It tells you all the warnings. Yeah. I guess that's a lot of complaints people had.
Yeah, and it really pissed me off, and I fucking hated memory cards for that reason. But at the same time, the N64 had very little memory in it, though.
No, but the thing with N64, the games have, like Super Mario had 4 slots, so you choose 4.
In the actual cartridge.
In the actual cartridge.
That's the thing I wish that Sony
had.
And
it's like Donkey Kong had like 6 you get to create. A lot of the game Perfect Dark has its own, like, a lot of the N64 games, the memory card was built in.
Yeah.
Same thing with Zelda. Zelda had 3.
Even Zelda and Nintendo had a fucking built-in
memory card. Yeah, so it's like, the games had it, which made N64 pretty good. But at the same time, I think the games were more money because it was a cartridge.
Yeah. Speaking of which, Zelda, sorry, I was playing Zelda on the virtual console at my girlfriend's house, and then the video game nerd came out with a Zelda
video.
I
was actually watching
it. I was like, that's fucking weird, man. I was playing the
game,
too.
He's watching you.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, because I remember my mom paid $89 for Pokemon Stadium.
Yeah.
That game's shit.
I know, you've mentioned this many times. I know.
But what I feel so bad...
Was it better than Pokemon Snap?
I actually rented Pokemon Snap because I didn't think it was worth buying at the time. Yeah. And Pokemon Snap was actually quite fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I took a photo of all the Pokemon. But I was so pissed off.
It was like 200 at the time.
I know. I was so pissed off because back then I didn't care. But when I look at it now, it's like $89. The stuff that parents has to go through, even today.
Yeah.
I know some people was like, Mom, I want this game. And the mom buys it. But they don't realize that the games aren't cheap.
Yeah.
$60. You're making your mom buy you a game for $60 every week.
That's why I'm glad I spent $60 on Final Fantasy 13. It was worth the money.
Exactly.
It lasted me a long time.
Like that, but also, it's like, if you want something, it sucks, but you have to, like, work for it, you know?
Yeah.
At least contribute around the house or something, because I feel bad. Because back then, it's like, I want Pokemon, you know, Stadium.
Yeah, we're dicks back
then. And my mom's all like, putting the groceries back, and we're having mac and cheese for the next week.
Right? It's like me with Darkstalkers, just like a Saren.
Exactly.
I got you a game, Kevin, and I was like, man, I'm not really a big fighter fan, but...
But it's, you know, it's like, I want it, and it's like, I feel bad that parents do so much.
I want it.
Same thing with scooters, like, you know, those fucking manual-powered scooters. $200 for that piece of junk.
Now you're just living your childhood, eh?
I feel bad because at the same time, I want it. My brother, he wants it, I want it too. $400, there goes the groceries.
You know, that's so why you slept over my house for
exactly.
the last 3 years.
I had nothing to eat.
Yeah, exactly.
I went from my house to your house on my scooter. So it's like, it's one of the things some people have to grow up, and I grew up and I realized that's why whenever my mom needs money, here, take it.
All right, we're going back to PlayStation before you get too sentimental about it.
Just wait until we're parents, man.
I know, we're going to be terrible because none of my games...
Our kids are going to hate us. They're going to be like, well, Jimmy has Pokemon Stadium 2.
Pokemon fucking Jerry, Jimmy! I mean,
it's $89.
Now, before we get back into my son, Jimmy, which I'm pretty sure I have like 20 sons out there.
Named Jimmy?
Probably.
Man, get creative.
Do you know how the PlayStation first got started?
Some guy was playing at a station.
No, I wrote this in the article, but it's not up yet, so it's okay for you not to know this. But you know that PlayStation was originally working with Super Nintendo?
Was working with
Super
Nintendo?
Sony was, yeah.
I heard something about how they were supposed to bring it in the next generation on CD.
Well, because Sega had Sega CD, right?
Yeah.
And Nintendo was like, you know what? We're going to make a Super Nintendo CD. But we need someone to help us. And Sony's like, yo. So Sony and Nintendo, we're gonna make a Super Nintendo CD, right?
Yeah.
And basically, Sony was like, all right, you know what? That's cool. We'll do this.
I don't like Mario. What do you
mean
you don't like Mario?
No, they're like, we like Mario. Sony's like, we like Mario. But here's the thing. We make you this console. We're in charge of the titles.
Yeah.
So you're giving us the full... We're going to be...
The sponsor.
We're going to be the guys who are responsible for Mario. So anything about Mario has to go through us, no longer through you. Basically, you're selling your soul, right?
I wouldn't do it.
And Nintendo's like, whoa, easy there, baby.
Hold on. Translator, what is he saying?
So Sony basically, so Nintendo basically said, oh, fuck that shit, I'm out of here, right? So Sony's
and I'm
like,
taking the Sega CD
and
with
Sony's
me.
Like, ah, hell no, we had a deal, bitch, we had a loss, or whatever. So, not to get into the legal mumbo jumbo, what happened, basically Sony allowed them to use the Sony chip in the SNES.
Yeah.
And we know what happened to Nintendo with their CD games, right?
Womp, womp.
Do you remember what happened?
Not really.
Philips CD-i.
I remember
Hotel Mario, Legend of Zelda on Philips CD.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so they became Nintendo titles on CD. It
sucked ass.
Exactly. So that was good. But so at that point, Sony's like, man, Nintendo backstabbed us, man. What are we going to do?
It's okay. We'll just make our own.
Fuck that shit, man. We're going to make up our own fucking system. You know what? It's going to be a station that you can play on, man. It's going to be a fucking crazy station. We're going to call it Sega Saturn. That name's already taken. Well, then we'll fucking call it the Sony...
Xbox 360.
No, not Xbox 360. That's stupid. No one would ever think of a fucking name like that. But Microsoft? How about a station that you play with?
The
Let's
Wii.
Go.
Okay.
How about PlayStation? And that's how the PlayStation came to be.
Now, I'm wondering if we ever have a time machine, if we should go back and just make them settle their differences and get along, because then there would be no PlayStation today. There wouldn't be any hardcore fanboys anymore. No one to criticize us. No one to make fun of the way we look.
But then we wouldn't be here, Rui. We wouldn't be here.
You can't stop me. Time travel. On.
But PlayStation 1, Yeah, so it's basically like one of those weird Karate Kid moments. It's like the trainee became the master.
I'm ready to learn the secret technique you don't want to teach me. No, you're not ready.
Yeah.
But I want to learn. Hey, kid, I'll teach you.
And you fight the master now. So now the PlayStation entered the competition thanks to Nintendo, right? And Sega's going, like, fuck this shit, I'm out of here.
We got Sonic.
We have Sonic. What do you have? Crash Bandicoot. Oh, he's pretty fucking cool. And the Crash Bandicoot game was actually really fun back in the day.
I remember we were playing the Crash Bandicoot racing.
We used to be so scared when he'd, like, say, suck it. We'd hope, like, my mom or sister didn't see it. The games on the Sony PlayStation were fucking fun, especially with the vibration. Again, we mentioned Metal Gear Solid and how they took advantage of the whole...
They were creative.
It was fun, man. It was really, really good.
Now it's just all first-person shooters.
Exactly. And also, you could use it as a CD player, which in N64 you couldn't. And I think the Sony PlayStation was a powerful fucking system for its time.
I think it was more than you need.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like, reading the CDs were no problem, and I'm pretty sure you could do the dishes as well.
Yeah. I mean, Duke Nukem 3D looked beautiful on it back in the day. Now it still looks like shit on Xbox Live, but it was just a great console. I really enjoyed the PlayStation, and it really opened my eyes to a whole bunch of brand new games, like Too Extreme and shit that I would never have other touch and never want to touch
and
ever
again.
And
thus, the fanboys were born.
And thus, the fanboys were born, exactly. My system's better than yours! My milkshake bring all the boys to the dun. They're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, like make you hers. God, I hate that chick. That girl's disgusting.
I think she died.
Oh, good, I hope so.
I think she's married to, like, Nelly or something.
Ugh.
She's married to someone. Someone.
Someone touched that milkshake?
Yeah.
Ugh.
It was better than yours. What do you want?
Well, Parappa the Rapper was another good game on PlayStation.
It was. I never learned to play it, but it turns out I actually YouTubed it because Linda doesn't know what the hell Parappa the Rapper is.
Annie does. She actually really enjoys that game.
So I showed her some YouTube videos, and I'm there with a smile from ear to ear, and she's like, I don't get it. So the way you actually play it is, you know how it's like, no, kick!
Yeah.
And I would just go, kick, 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 kick. It turns out you're supposed to make it like a beat. You're supposed to freestyle your own, like, as some guy was doing. I'm like, oh, that's actually kind of catchy.
That game's going up for $80 now on eBay.
I'm not surprised.
Unless it's on PSP, it's like $12.
I'll sell my demo for $85.
Oh, I fucking love Robert
Robba. But yeah, so I never understood it, because I would just be like, and I'll kick, punch, kick, punch, kick, punch, big kick, punch, kick, 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 punch. -400. I'm like,
what the hell's going on?
I'm like, what do you want me to do? I don't get it.
Wasn't it on Jammer Lammy, which is like Parappa the Rapper 2?
Something like that.
And then it was Busta Groove, which is another great game.
Which is a really... Busta Groove was basically...
I never, ever run
It had
away.
Good music back then. It's DDR, except you can fight each other.
Yeah.
So
like
even when when you think that person's going to win, you can use the person's special ability to knock him down, to fuck up their combo.
Remember the Kitty Ann versus Kitty Ann? That was like a question mark.
Those are great games.
And also, Tomb Raider was also on PlayStation. How did we forget about Tomb Raider?
How can we forget Tomb Raider?
And Tomb Raider was fucking hot back in the day.
Those remember pixel boobs.
We wanted to see that fucking chick naked, and we did, thanks to the internet.
Oh, yeah. I remember the mansion level. We had to do the training. Hardest fucking level. The controls were so stiff. Like,
didn't a butler have a tray? Whenever you shot him, he'd lift the tray up.
Yeah. Which was really cool.
Yeah.
Never got my sandwich though, but it's okay. The controls are fucking horrible.
Controls have always been horrible in Tomb Raider.
To turn, you have to stop, then turn. You know, But
did you
time change?
You obviously. We all did this. All male players.
We all wanked
players.
Off to it. Yeah.
Not only did we all wank off to this terrible look of pixels, but we also made her stand in the corner and made the camera go around as far as it could.
Yeah.
Until it hits her ass or hits her tits.
And then it will go.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I know what you're talking about.
When she stands in the corner and the camera can't hit the wall, so it goes close into the character.
But Tomb Raider, I would say, is the only game that allowed me to ever fight a bear. One and a tiger.
Tomb Raider is where I learned how to wink with one hand and play with the other. To this day, that technique still uses. So.
Nice, quite nice.
Yeah, it's good. It's pretty good.
Thank you, Tomb Raider.
Thank you, Lara Croft, you hot piece of ass. You.
The Wii actually looks pretty good.
The what?
The Tomb Raider game for the Wii.
The new one?
Yeah.
Oh, which one? Do I have that one?
I think so.
Oh,
you lend it to me.
Underground, no.
Underworld? I don't know.
Who cares?
I like the swimming part.
You know what else started off in PlayStation? A Twisted Metal.
Oh, yes, a
Twisted
Metal.
Twisted Metal 1 and 2.
Man, Sony had really good library of games.
Hold on. Keep talking.
Where's my library of games? You have your library. That's not all your games, is it?
That's most of them.
All right, what do we got here?
Tomb Raider.
Part 2.
Tomb Raider 2. 007.
Wow, look at her smile. That's fucking creepy.
Yeah, it is pretty creepy. I'm actually holding my PS1 games here. 007, Tomorrow Never Dies. Grand Theft Auto 2. Oh, yeah, Grand Theft Auto also started on PlayStation.
Oh, yeah, the Grand Theft Auto.
WF Warzone.
Let me see those crappy graphics on the back. It's pretty bad.
A collection of Activision classic games.
Oh, that came out, like, later. Shadow Masters. I think
Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, yeah, Final Fantasy VII. Oh, fuck me. Fucking three-disc one.
Yeah.
I never played Shadow Masters.
Well, look at Final Fantasy VII. Inside, disc one and two and three are different, or three is different. Cause
why is that?
When I got it, the three wasn't working, so they gave me another copy.
Oh.
Let's see what else I have here. Rugrats.
That is a great game. Remember
the golf game?
I love the mini golf. This was such a great game. It might be gay now. Such a great game. Man, I'll buy all these games.
Wait, relax. Twisted Metal 2, 3, 4. Twisted Metal 1.
You're a Twisted Metal fan, as you can see.
I love Twisted Metal. What game is this? Warzone again.
Another Warzone?
Oh, here's the actual game.
Ah, there's the game.
Oh, yeah, and the CDs were black. Forget about that.
That is weird.
Metal Gear Solid.
Oh, God's gift right there.
Oddworld.
How much would you sell that for?
WWE Attitude. And here's the demo I was talking to you about, man. PlayStation... Pong!
Oh, yeah, Pong.
Dude, I found Pong! We're going to play this out. Oh, wait, my PlayStation only... Fuck.
Interactive sampler disc.
Yeah, number
eight.
It's
not demos anymore. It's sampler disc.
Sampler disc. So, basically, while I'm going through my collection here... Oh, I can't wait to look through this again. Basically, the PlayStation's fucking awesome.
It is.
So, any of you assholes who say we're fanboys, you guys are wrong, my dear, because I love the PlayStation. Do you like
I do, but where did it go wrong? Where did such great games stop?
Around PS3.
Pretty much.
Because the Sony PlayStation offered something the N64 didn't, which was, like, better multimedia. The CDs were able... I don't care what the fuck anyone else says out there. The CDs were able to hold more storage. Fuck you with whatever you're saying with the cartridge.
Hey, okay. Basically, to wrap it all up, the CDs did carry more than the cartridge.
Yes, they did.
It does.
It does.
If you compare it does.
Because
the point the guy was making is that you could fit, meaning no matter the cartridge won't change, mumbo jumbo.
Yeah.
But as if I grab Super Mario 64 and you grab CD, whatever, CD is going to win.
I get that, yeah.
Yeah.
So, the CDs also, they had the FMV, full motion video sequences. They had videos on it.
Yeah.
They had, even though it looked like shit, they still had videos on it. They had fully orchestrated music and they had like three, like, a lot of gameplay on it, like a lot of mechanics and shit that the N64 couldn't do. And fuck you guys, because the PlayStation was awesome at the time. I don't care when the control was better than the N64 controller.
And then even when did Xbox come out? When PS2 came out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get to that next time. But the PlayStation went wrong towards PS3 because the graphics were Blu-ray and HD and all that. Meant a lot more money putting into the games, and because the PS3 wasn't selling well, a lot of people said fuck the PS3, we're going to Xbox. So that's where it went wrong with PS3. Whether you fanboys like it or not, the PS3 fucked itself up. Final Fantasy 13 was supposed to be exclusively on PS3, and then they went multi-platform, well, 360 and PS3, because they wanted to make money, because the PS3 wasn't selling well at the time.
Yeah, of course.
So unlike PS1, where everyone jumped from Nintendo to Final Fantasy was supposed to be on...
Everybody owned. Even back then, the systems weren't cheap. They were like $400 a piece.
But Final
People
Fantasy
bought them
was supposed
both.
To originally be on Super Nintendo. On Super Nintendo.
But it was, though.
Final Fantasy 7.
Oh, 7.
Yeah, it was supposed to be on Super Nintendo, and then it jumped to PlayStation because they used CDs, not cartridges.
Yeah.
They wanted to use it the full extent. Metal Gear Solid, supposed to be on Nintendo 64. They went to PlayStation. Silent Hill, supposed to be on N64, went to PlayStation. A lot of people said, fuck you, Nintendo, we're going to PlayStation. And because of PlayStation, we have all these great titles that we have now. We have Oddworld, we have Resident Evil, Silent Hill, Metal Gear Solid, all these, even Grand Theft Auto even. All these things started on PlayStation.
Yeah, but
and
now,
to this day, they're still continuing.
Yeah, but they're just continuing the same games. But
I know,
the creativity is slowly
exactly.
fading
the PS3,
away.
The only thing the PS3 had to offer that was brand new was that wasn't a first-person shooter, was Uncharted. And Uncharted is just Tomb Raider. To be honest, Uncharted is just
too. But I don't
want to
see a guy.
Yeah, you do.
All right.
Anyways, yeah, so we've been going on for way too long with this thing. But anyways, that is our salute to the Sony PlayStation. To all you fucking fanboys out there who say we hate PlayStation, we don't. We
I
like
don't
PlayStation.
Hate PlayStation. I like
I
PlayStation.
I love the original PlayStation. I fucking love the hell out of my PS2. The PS3 is okay. Up next, we're going to be talking about Rocky for a little bit.
Yo, Adrian.
Yo, Adrian! Beer, and other stuff. Visit Paradise.com. We did it, Adrian! Yeah. You know what I hate?
You?
Yes. No, but I hate 8-year-olds, and I hate YouTube.
YouTube.
I wish both would die, because I hate looking on YouTube for a specific video. Like, after... Remember the Kanye West thing when he was on stage? He's like, yo.
How
Beyonce.
Everybody... I wanted to watch a video.
You're trying to find a video on YouTube and it's some, like, idiot going, what I think Kanye West did was terrible. Kanye, you should be...
Taylor Swift.
Shut up!
Yeah, it's like, don't name it real video MTV Awards.
And it's usually some fuckhead, like, just, like, looking awkwardly at the screen, like, okay, our podcast is usually it's not scripted at all.
I'm like, what?
Our podcast is not scripted, but when we're doing a video, the two videos that we have is obviously scripted, or else it's going to be a lot of,
What two videos? What?
Blades of Steel and
okay,
Haunting.
Yeah, I see.
If that wasn't scripted, it'd be like, The Haunting's a good game, Kanye West, what you did was wrong, and,
it pisses me off sometimes.
Yeah, I fucking hate YouTube
but
videos.
I also have to give, like, grats to, like, YouTube, because sometimes when I'm looking for something, like, there was a prototype, one of the awards or whatever, searched it up on YouTube, how the guy did it, it's like, that's how you do it.
That's for gameplay itself.
Yeah,
like,
so it's YouTube does help.
Video Game Nerd and Zero Punctuation both started on
YouTube.
Yeah,
so it's like YouTube gives a power.
I wish we would get a break, huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Maybe,
come on, Microsoft, pay us some more.
Yeah, so, but YouTube gives too much power, just even to the smallest kid.
Yeah.
Give him a camera and give him anything, and there you go.
Like the one we just watched, the Battlefield 2, funniest. Because we were looking,
hilarious. Well, he might find it funny.
But I was trying to find a video of what you're talking about,
the black,
which
weapon.
To me sounds like a song.
It's not a song because you don't hear it only.
So we're trying to find that video
about.
Just now, and I had the little wiener kid talking about what was funny, but
it wasn't funny. I was
shaky camera syndrome. And
I was expecting something. I don't know, like. He drove off a cliff and landed on, like, two people teabagging each other. That would have been a bit funny.
Yeah, I wish people would pick us up and say, hey, we like you guys. Why don't you write for our website?
Can't we just put podcasts on YouTube and just have a stupid
picture? I tried to put podcasts on YouTube, but I can't. I can't figure it out. That's a new video.
No, but can't you put it in Windows Movie Maker, the audio, and just put a picture that says Paranerds.com?
Maybe.
So it's just one long photo, but all you're really hearing, that's what I thought we were going to do.
Originally? When Paranerds.com first started?
Yeah, that's how I thought we were going to spread out and be rich and famous.
I never thought about that.
I'm sick and tired of sucking Microsoft's dick.
I know. They when they put in the ass, it hurts a little
bit. It's no longer Bill Gates. It's some dude.
I know. Bill Fates.
No, it's some other guy who owns Microsoft now.
Oh, really?
Bill Gates sold it.
No, he didn't sell it.
He sold Microsoft.
No!
He did.
No!
Search it up.
I will search it up.
Bill Gates, I don't think he's the full owner anymore.
Maybe not full owner, but he still
owns
it.
I don't think he owns it, though.
You gotta be some kind of fuck up.
No, man.
Bill Gates stepped down as chief executive officer of Microsoft in January.
Gates sells 12 million Microsoft
shares.
What does that mean?
Finish the rest of the sentence, man. It's like
stock
market.
What does that mean? Gates owns more than 1 billion shares. Okay, that's a lot.
So there you go. No way. You had to be a fucktard
to
sell Microsoft.
I was wondering. That's when someone told me this. Someone told me, and I quickly Googled it. I was thinking, maybe that guy's so rich he doesn't want money anymore.
Fuck,
but I'm like,
that
doesn't make sense. Why don't you want money?
All he did was rip off DOS, man. He put Windows on the screen and called it a day. That's what all he
but
did.
But what I don't understand, though, is...
You know what's happening right now? Some fat nerd's going, no! That's not what he did!
It's true, and then you're
going to
get
crazy.
Some huge comment.
Yeah.
But what does 12 million shares do?
It makes the other person, whoever bought it, a very happy man. Paranerds.com gets really fucking successful one day. God, I hope.
Yeah, we'll sell our shares.
We'll sell our shares, man. And then basically, Tim out there is giving me $1,500 per share, and he gets a little bit of royalty.
Yeah, but the thing is, okay, are the shares allow him to have power or say in anything, or is it he paid $50 a share?
He's just putting money into the market.
Now that Microsoft went up really well,
he still
each
gets
share
money.
Is worth $90. So if he sold all his share, he'd make cha-ching.
That's why Martha Stewart went to jail.
Why? Because
like,
she knew and she
they're like, Martha,
sold?
Your stock is going to crash. And she's like, well, fuck this shit. I'm going to sell that shit.
She went to jail. But why would you go to jail for that?
Because she cheated.
How'd she cheat?
Because someone told her from inside that her stocks were going to crash.
Wouldn't
it's
that
like
be considered
going,
a good person?
It's like me going like, Rui, my Xbox 360 is fucking amazing. It's Red Ring. You have no idea it's Red Ring. It's fucking amazing. I'll sell this to you for $200. You're like, okay, here it is. Out of my hands now. You're like, what the fuck, man? It's the same thing.
Oh, so you're saying she's sold her
shares. Something that wasn't good.
So someone, out there was like, you're really going to sell this? All right, I'll take it all. And then it's like, womp, womp.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Buyer beware. Well, that's what I would have said in court after.
But that was like, it was like using a cheat code. It's like me fucking putting a hole in the Xbox and then selling it to you. It's like, well, why would you do that?
Okay,
that's a bad example.
My defense would be, Your Honor, buyer beware.
Shit happens.
That's what
but anyways,
I felt that. Whatever. I heard she had a nice cell, and she taught inmates how to cook and how to make nice stuff. So it worked out for her.
I want to bang Martha Stewart.
With a turkey.
I want to make sweet, sweet love to her on one of her
new
blankets.
Blankets she's taught us how to make?
Yes. I was watching Martha Stewart making scary things for Halloween one year, and she put flies in ice cubes. She's like, it's scary. I was like, wow, this is awkward.
She's
We're chef friends.
She's creepy.
Yeah, she is creepy. You know what else is not creepy? Yo, Adrian!
Yo, Adrian.
So last week, you let me borrow the Rocky box set.
I took it out of the box. It was in mint condition.
Yeah, it was in mint condition. And I watched the hell out of Rocky, and Rocky is fucking fantastic. I love Rocky, man.
Good. Not that many people do. I'm like, Rocky's my favorite series. People are like, you like those movies? Like,
well, that's, no one gave it a shot. I watched Rocky as a kid, but as a kid, you're not really paying attention. You're like, oh, cool, boxing, right? You don't really care about the storyline. And as I got older, I would watch Rocky on...
heartstrings.
Yeah, as you get older, you watch Rocky on TBS and just, you know, whatever, Rocky 3. Who cares? It's a fighting. Like, no one cares. But watching the actual storyline and Mickey dies and fucking... like, or Adrian dies.
He can't box anymore. And he can't box anymore. Brain damage.
That was stupid. I didn't like
but,
that.
But, well, see how many beatings the guy took? It makes sense.
Actually, no. One part of Rocky 5 that confused the fuck out of me. Rocky 5...
Rocky 5, Rocky 2. Rocky 7.
Adrian's Revenge. No. Rocky 5 takes place, obviously, after Rocky 4, right?
Yeah.
But right after when Rocky comes back from Russia, right?
Somewhat. Sure.
Isn't it? When he comes back from Russia and he's like, oh, that was a great fight, right? And people are like, yo, I want to fight you, homie! Remember?
Somewhat.
Anyways, in Rocky 4, his kid's still a little kid watching TV with his friends, remember?
Yeah.
He's like, this is for you, my son! In Rocky 5, which
he's
is
a
like...
a teenager.
Yeah, which is 2 weeks later, though.
It's not.
It is! He comes back from Russia.
Rocky suffered. Head trauma.
So he was passed out for
still,
that long?
He's still back in the old days.
That's the only thing I didn't
He still
like
talks to Adrian. She's not alive. She's not alive. She's dead. She's
Rocky
working.
Rocky 5, she's alive still. But that's the only thing I didn't like about the movie.
Oh, yeah, she was.
It was that the kid's a teenager. It's like, how long were you fucking... It was a long airplane ride, man.
Well, he went to Russia the train.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the only thing I didn't like about it. Other than that...
Rocky 5 shouldn't have happened in the first place.
Yeah, it should... I mean...
But, whatever.
Rocky
Cha-ching.
4 was a good, like... It was a good ending.
He dies, he dies. Who that does? Was when Apollo Creed, when he just stands there and says, if he dies, he dies. And he's like, no! It's like, you just killed the guy.
Yeah. And Rocky 5, though, like, Rocky 4 ended perfectly. Rocky got his revenge, he was the, you know, champion, yada yada. Rocky 5, though, he loses everything, the only answer for everything is fighting. It's like, well, what's the point of that?
Rocky's a puppet.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't a puppet.
No, no, sorry. Tommy Gunn was a puppet. Yeah. He really, come on, who names a kid Tommy Gunn? Actually, if my last name was Gunn, I'd...
Oh, I just got that. Tommy Gunn.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, that's clever.
It's clever.
Another thing I don't like is, like, after... I'm the kind of guy who, after watching a movie, I go online and chat it up on forums and shit, right?
Yeah.
And I was reading, and people were talking about...
last submitted 18 years ago.
No. People were still talking about it
still?
Now. People were talking about Sylvester Stallone. You're like, oh, that guy can't act. Oh, Adrian. That's him acting, you idiot.
Yeah.
That's not actually the way Sylvester Stallone is. He doesn't talk like this.
If you've seen Sylvester Stallone on Cribs, totally different.
Yeah. Rocky, that's his character. He talks like this, and he is supposed to be dumb. Like
He's the Italian Stallion, man.
He's the Italian Stallion. Even though in the first movie, when he's talking to the trolls, he's like, hey, with my gabagoo, right?
Hey, father, bless me before the match.
Yeah, exactly. That's him acting.
That's the Italian way.
And people don't see that. People just think it's Sylvester Stallone can't act. No, that's him acting. If you think that's actually him, that means he's doing a good job acting. Adrian's butt ugly in the first movie, though. Holy shit, she's gross. She's like a Hansen brother.
Like I was saying back then, that's what women look like back then.
I know. Women always look weird, man. Guys always wear a suit and call it a day.
And they always look good, no matter how many years. Like 1940s, like mafioso guys wearing a suit and a top hat and
women
a cigar.
Having a beehive and shit. I'm going to get like, from women. Nah, no one listens
but
to this.
The funny thing, though, is 20 years from now, our women were like, oh, Pamela Anderson, oh, this and that.
And now you look at her and you're like, ugh.
They're going to all be like,
this titch is so fake.
Well, back then, like. Times change, man. Times change.
Anyways, yeah, so Rocky, the whole series is good. What was your favorite Rocky?
Rocky 4.
Rocky 4. That's the one with the Russian guy, right?
Yeah.
Were they injecting that Russian guy with something?
Of course.
They were, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because he was like...
Drug performance enhancers.
And I like what he says about Rocky. That is not a man. He's iron. And Rocky's like... And mine was Rocky 3 just because of Apollo Creed when he comes back. Because remember, I haven't watched his movies in years, and actually watching them one after another.
I haven't seen him in years as well.
And watching them one after another, right?
I don't
through.
Remember which one it was when Rocky started beating Apollo in a race.
That's Rocky 3.
Yeah. Because I'm like, oh, look at him, yeah, look at him run.
And the montage of parts, because I've been running a lot lately too, and I run up the hill and run down, I call
you
it a day, right?
You think in here it's Rocky?
Well, now I'm getting inspired by watching this. When he runs up those stairs, it's like, fuck it, yeah, man. You couldn't do it before. You couldn't do it. Now you can.
And now we can.
And the whole
now point, you can.
Now I can. Now the whole point of that montage.
Me, my Russian friend.
Now, the whole point of that montage thing is that he trained so hard that going up the stairs was like, I can't do this. And now, after he go up the stairs, it's because he fucking did it. He still has energy to spare. And people don't see that.
I wonder if the statue is still around. Where did it take place?
I looked it up, yeah. It's still in Philadelphia, yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
I know. I want to go to Philadelphia just to go up those stairs. Right?
I want to go just like vandalize that statue.
Now, Rocky 1 was great. Rocky 2 was great. Rocky 3 was great. Rocky 4 was good. Rocky 5 was okay.
I could. It wasn't terrible. Rocky 5.
Even he hates Rocky 5, eh?
Rocky?
So Stallone? Yeah. He says he gave it a zero. This is the worst movie. But Rocky Balboa, have you watched that one yet?
No, I haven't watched
it. You have to watch Rocky Balboa.
I actually own the movie now, so I could.
I know, I have it too. But Rocky Balboa, I'm surprised. It was like, what, 15, 16 years later?
Guys, you don't got the speed, Rock. You got to develop the power.
And at one point...
arthritis kicks in.
And one point during the movie, he makes a speech about how just because I'm old doesn't mean I'm still no good.
Yeah.
And
nobody was listening.
everyone left the room. But at one point, like, when he says that speech, he's like, oh, just because I'm old, right? You actually get like a little
tear. I think I saw some of it. You actually feel for it. Especially if you've watched the movies, you know, man, Rocky has a heart, man.
Rocky's a good guy, man. He's a fucking terrific guy.
Yeah, I don't remember what movie it was, but I'll watch it as well so I can be fully updated. Where the reason why he was boxing is because he's not making any more money anymore.
Well, his reason for boxing is because, as he says, he can't sing and dance. It's like, why do you fight?
Because I can't sing and dance, can I?
It's true. He's got to make a living somehow.
Yeah.
And what I find funny, though, is back then, his x-rays and everything was supposed to be private. The black dude figured it out, obviously bribed the doctor.
Well, that's like kind of a brain damage and shit.
Well, yeah. It's like, you wouldn't want the news to find out about this, would you? One more fight, Rocky. Just one more fight.
The whole thing about the original Rocky was that he never broke his nose. And then when he fights Paul, he's like, yo, my nose broken. And I thought, like, I like the story of, like, some guy who just boxed, and then, you know, Apollo Creed's
apparently he was inspired by
Rocky something.
Rocky Marciano.
Yeah, yeah. And then the guy Apollo Creed's like, you know, I'm gonna give for a commercial. I'm gonna fight some other guy. The hell was that?
The American song. Not Rocky. Apollo's all like, "Day for sure."
I want you. I want you. I want you. But I like the whole story of, like, you know, Rocky's a nobody, fights the champ. He doesn't win.
No, he loses.
He loses by default, by judge's call. But he stayed up to 15 matches.
Yeah.
I like part two being the rematch, and Rocky becomes a champion. Now part three is fighting Pitty Fu, the Clover Lang, which is my favorite one.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he fights Clover Lang, and then he still holds a champion. Part four, he fights a Jake Russian guy. Not for the champion, just to say I could do it. Because they're like, Rocky, he's bleeding, he's just a man. Why did
he fight the Russian guy, though?
Just to brag reasons. Because the guy kept saying he could kick his ass. He's like, no, you can't.
I think it's in part, the new Rocky Balboa, that's probably why the guy fought him. Because, like, is the new black guy better than Rocky? No, people say online voting, Rocky is better.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, bro, I'm going to face that guy.
And they're like, you have to come back from retirement. Yo, I retired like 5 times.
Pretty much.
Yeah, but it's a fun movie to watch. I really enjoy the Rocky series. I know it's old, but we also do movies, so fuck you. I'll talk about whatever I want.
I love Rocky.
And there's nothing happening in the game series. Industry. Rocky is actually really... I'd say it's one of my favorite series right now, too.
My favorite series is the Rocky series, the Lord of the Rings series, Night at the Roxbury, the movie itself. Just every time it's on TV, I always love it. I think it's that Hathaway song. What is love? Maybe it'll hurt me. Oh, that song.
Yeah,
can we play it?
No.
All right.
Yeah. I will.
All right.
I'll
be here. What is love?
What is love? My favorite franchise, I have to say, is Saw. I love Saw franchise. It's so
same thing.
Stupid.
I just like the creativity.
Yeah, it's so silly. I like Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday 13, Rocky now. And I'm trying to get into Terminator. Like, I remember as a kid, Terminator, Robocop. Robocop scared the fuck out of me at one point when the guy had a bucket of, like, toxic lead on him.
Yeah.
And he gets up and his thumb is melted off. You see bone, his face is all melted. As a kid, dude, I swear to God, I cried for fucking days. And I want to get into Terminator Rocky, Robocop. So I went to HMV today to buy Terminator, and I'm like, Terminator 1, $6. Terminator Rise of the Machines. Well, I don't see Terminator 2 anymore. This must be Terminator 2. So I bought it.
For $6? How come part 3 is $6?
So I bought it, and I bring it home, and I take off the sticker. Fucking hell, I didn't even know there was a Terminator 3.
Now you must look for part 2 for $6.
Yeah, I have to find that now. But I'm trying to get into these old series more.
Now I wonder, Rocky versus Robocop. According to online statistics, Rocky wins. Robocop's at home, crushes a beer can.
Robocop was in WWF Royal Rumble, remember that?
No, I don't.
Anyways, I want to watch Rambo too, because that's Sylvester Stallone too. I like Sylvester Stallone.
I always like it. People always like, yeah, exactly. People say he sucked at acting, but it's like,
that is him acting.
That's
man.
Why I want to also watch.
I have Rambo.
Indispensables.
Indispensables.
I want to watch it because it's Stallone. I
you know
always
what?
Love.
We'll watch it. You, me, and Brown Bear. We'll watch it.
I think. Mojo's boyfriend probably wants to watch it too.
Okay, Mojo's boyfriend, Chris, if you're listening, which you probably are because you actually do listen to these podcasts, I want you to join us and watch Expendables.
Yeah.
You know what? We'll have a fucking dick night. We'll go watch that movie.
Can we change the title, please?
We'll call it the Sucking Dick Night. It'll be gale time, man.
Dick makes me feel uncomfortable. Can we go like Monster Cock or something?
Monster Cock fucking Friday night. Friday, Monster Cock Wrestling. Wow. We'll put oil all over ourselves.
I love Sylvester Stallone. I forgot what movie he did where... Cobra. That's one I love. Cobra. See, he was acting normal, even though he still had the...
But regardless, he's not like a bad... Like,
I think it's just traditional, like, acting.
I look up a lot of trivia shit when I look up on, like, Rocky. Like, movies I watch, I look up, like, the history and trivia and how it came.
Yeah.
And the original Rocky, he wrote Rocky, he directed Rocky, and he started Rocky. And he sold the movie rights. Oh, careful. He sold the movie rights, and he's like, if I don't... They're like, you know what? We'll give you $2 million if you find a star. He's like, well, I'm the star. They're like, you're the star? We'll give you $1 million. That's what really happened. Well, so, you know, at least he stood... And that's the thing about Rocky. Every Rocky movie actually has a little bit of his biography in it.
Yeah.
Like, the first movie's about nobody making it big. Sylvester Stallone. Who the fuck is he? He made it big.
He did not.
And the second one's about, you know... I don't know. I really enjoy it. And Rocky Balboa was about him being old and not being taken serious anymore.
Expendables.
And I don't know. I just enjoy the Rocky movies. I enjoy
I'm glad we share the same opinion.
Yeah, I thought it was
because
really
I was one of the rare people out there who loved Rocky.
Now here's another movie which has nothing to do with Rocky. It's Ghostbusters. I fucking love the Ghostbuster movie. I was walking downtown with my brother, and I heard because they were playing a movie on the big screen down at Dundas Square.
Yeah,
and it was, and I'm like, what the fuck is that sound?
Ghostbusters?
Yeah, it was one of the sound cues, like...
That's Bowser.
Oh, yeah, that's Bowser. Anyways. Yeah, I remember. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, and then usually spikes come from the scene.
Yeah. But anyways, the Ghostbusters song was Ghostbusters, and I knew that sound.
Yeah.
And I was like, fucking hey, Ghostbusters. And we're talking about Ghostbusters, and apparently there's going to be a part 3. Where they pass the torch.
Huh?
It's going to be the original Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Finding new people to replace them.
So they're hiring.
So they're going to be like...
We should totally apply.
Dude, if I could be a fucking Ghostbuster, I can die right there and then. I could die happy knowing I was Ghostbuster.
Be killed by Slimer?
I was looking for a Ghostbuster t-shirt today, man. I fucking love the Ghostbusters. I like to see a Ghostbusters Part 3. I mean, Rocky, we never thought there was going to be another Rocky sequel. 20 years later, there's one. Rambo came back.
Rocky, it's like, and then Rocky 5. He's like, really? You really going to go with that route? Yeah, good movie. And then it's like, 20 years later, Rocky Balboa.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'd like to see Ghostbusters 3. It's been a long time. It's been nothing but remakes, even in video games. I mean, Resident Evil 5. Well, not Resident Evil. Bad example. What's a game that, like, happened? Like, Twisted Metal remake. That happened. It's been a while. Okay.
I wonder if there's going to be a movie of Twisted Metal.
I hope not.
It's going to be kind of awkward watching some guy just drive.
Yeah. I don't have to drive. No, I hope not. Speaking of hope not, that's our podcast for this week.
Pretty much. Not bad.
Not bad. We spoke about... What the hell did we talk about? Call of Duty versus Bad Company. That was your review on it.
Yeah.
Remember, send your hate mail to Kevin... Oh, no. Parents.
How can you send hate mail?
Because people are idiots and they hate everything. Salute to PlayStation, which the article will be up on Paranerds.com this week. By the time you read this, it'll most likely be up.
It'll be up yesterday.
Read this.
Today?
Listen to this. Wait, what?
Just by the time you go on the website, you'll see it.
Yeah, it'll be there. And also, Rocky, the box set, the movie, this is the franchise. Watch it. It's fucking fun.
Yeah.
And also, follow us on Twitter, on twitter.com/TheParanerds. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Send us your jokes, emails, suggestions to kevin@paranerds.com or paranerds@paranerds.com. Leave comments under the section because we like reading comments. It makes us feel all warm and fuzzy. Albuquerque. And also, send us an email. I said it already. Something else is going to happen this week. There's a new top 10 in the works. It's going to be on movies, not on video games.
Da, da, da.
So it's going to be a little bit different, but it's going to be on movies anyways. You people are going to hate me anyways. I'm almost going back to school.
Man, watch those things spike.
Yeah, oh shit, that is loud. Anyways, yeah, so send us emails and do all that jazz, whatever. And there's going to be something else coming up this week, which I can't think of right now, but I'm working on it. I'm tired. I'm lazy.
We're all tired. What time is it?
It's 9:13.
9:13. We could totally watch a movie or something.
We're going to watch Kenny versus Fanny.
Kenny
versus
Fanny.
Yeah, it's a good show. Anyways, hey, it's me, Kevin from Paranerds.com in association with Gaming40.com. Make sure to check out that website because I do shit there too. Along with
Rooster Balboa.
Nice!
Thank you, thank you.
Nice!
I'll sing it since the beginning.
Nice! Since the beginning, eh?
No, I was kidding.
Alright. Saying bye-bye! Leave comments! Comments are nice.
Bye!
Bye-bye!
Let's see what I got. What I got on the... according to statistics, Paranerds.com wins.
Yo, Adrian!
Bye.